What do women want? It's a question that has been asked for centuries and centuries, and men are still trying to find the answer. Now, women themselves don't even know what they want sometimes, and that's why it can get frustrating so incredibly easily. It can be incredibly difficult to decipher the mixed emotions and mixed feelings that a woman can display when it comes to if she wants to date you or not. So guys, don't get stressed out if you don't know the answer yourself. It would be a lot easier for everyone if a woman just stood up and said, "Hi, this is what I want and this is what I want from you. Do you think you could do that?" Nice and straightforward, no mixed signals. But of course, nothing is ever easy in life, and some of the best things are not easy for you to achieve. So guys, we've done some research and figured out some ways that a woman subconsciously lets you know that she is into you without having to use her words. This means that you can look out for the signs and know what she is thinking about so that you can act accordingly. So without further ado, let's dive straight into today's video. Like and subscribe. The compliments. A woman will go out of her way to compliment you on anything and everything, from the way that you are dressed to your personality traits that she finds attractive, as a way to drop hints that she's interested in you and is waiting for you to make the next move. Over the years, we've been conditioned to believe that the easiest way to let someone know how you feel is to compliment them on something that will instantly make them smile. So then they associate a smile and that burst of happiness with you, and what you have complimented them on will stick. For instance, if you tell a guy that you love his hairstyle and it makes him smile, the next time he has his hair styled that way and looks in the mirror or someone else compliments him on it, he will think back to your compliment and smile again. It's very psychological, and the way our brains can work is fascinating to all of us. The appearance. One of the easiest ways to express yourself and your emotions is through the clothes that you wear. We are taught from a young age to dress comfortably and to use clothes that we own to express our identity and personality. This is taken into consideration when a woman is interested in you sexually and when she wants you to know so. For instance, the stereotype is that women will wear short skirts and low-cut tops to reveal more skin to their love interest, while inadvertently helps him to visualize her in a more sexual way. Your reaction to these visualizations will let her know if you feel the same way or not. However, some women may choose to dress sexier without revealing more skin as they feel more comfortable in certain clothes. As an example, this would be a tight dress, the little black dress as a lot of people call it. It doesn't necessarily mean that they have to show skin, but the material of the dress and the way that it hugs a woman's body allows her to display her curves and edges for her love interest to see without stepping out of her comfort zone. Now, lingerie is also a huge part of showing someone that you are interested in them sexually. And a lot of women enjoy shopping and wearing sexy lingerie for their partner as it makes them feel confident in themselves, but also adds a little bit of sexy space to the relationship. So the next time you get to a certain stage with a woman and you notice that she is wearing a matching lace lingerie set, just know that it was her idea for her to get this far with you, and she of course likes you very much. Talking. If you notice a girl starts to talk to you or texts you more often, and the messages get longer, the conversations get deeper and so on, then that is a great sign that she's interested in you and is starting to think about you sexually. She's trying to make that emotional connection with you so that she can go on to the next stage of sexual contact. Eye contact. Have you ever been in a conversation with a group of people talking about something that you are really interested in, and then you look up and almost everyone around you is either talking to someone else or just not paying attention? This is not a vibe. When someone makes eye contact with you, they are subconsciously letting you know that they are listening to what you are saying and you have the undivided attention of that person. So saying the eyes are the window to the soul is very true, especially when it comes to making eye contact with someone that you are attracted to. It's a way in which you can let them know that you are interested in them without having to wear your heart on your sleeve or even to use your words. So the next time you are in a conversation with a woman and she stares intently into your eyes, Just know that she is listening to you. She is fully engaged in that conversation and you have her undivided attention. And she also is insanely attracted to you and wants you to know. Fidgeting. If a woman is always fidgeting when she is around you, maybe she's picking at her fingers and her nails or the hem of her jumper. Well, this is a clear indication she's a little bit nervous around you. She is still trying to remain in that conversation without making a fool of herself, so the fidgeting calms her down. She doesn't want to come across as strange or nervous because she wants to remain cool and collected, and this is a form of self-soothing, so she's hoping she's making a good impression so that you like her. Now, when we are nervous, our brain starts to process more than one conversation at a time. And this is when people get overwhelmed. So by fidgeting and focusing on one thing, for example, picking at their nails, it allows their brain to drown out all of that overthinking and to focus on the task at hand until they can regulate their emotions again. Now, women often feel nervous around men they like because they want to give a good impression and also leave a little bit of mystery, which is incredibly difficult to do if you are fighting with your brain at the very same time. So guys, if you notice a woman is fidgeting or playing with her clothes whilst engaging in a conversation with you, well, it means that you make her a little bit nervous, which is a good thing. Her time. A woman who is sexually attracted to you will do everything that she can to try and spend as much time with you as possible, without overstepping a boundary and coming across as needy. She will ask you when you are free in ways like, hey, what are your plans today? Or something like, I'm bored, what are you doing? She's gonna try and gauge what plans you have in place and then try to make plans with you. And something as boring as running errands would be exciting to her because all she wants to do is spend time with you, maybe just laying in bed and scrolling through social media. She would be pretty happy to just lay beside you and just be in your presence. Asking to spend time with you without asking you on an official date is a girl's way of spending time with you without that fear of being rejected, as sometimes a date can have that pressure around it, whereas just simply hanging out and running errands has little to no pressure associated with it. So have you ever looked at a woman and instantly felt that sexual attraction to her, but didn't actually know if she felt the same way to you at all? Hopefully, after today's video, you can spot the signs so that you know when something is occurring and feel better knowing that she does feel the same way. So make sure you keep an eye out for these signs from today's video. As we all know, it's very rare for a woman to tell you straight up that she wants you. Some women may be like that, of course. Nobody wants to be rejected, so protecting your feelings and your heart is completely normal, which is why women are not always pretty direct. Now, it's important to know and understand that for a lot of women, there has to be some form of emotional involvement for them to feel a sexual attraction to you. Now, don't get me wrong, there is a feeling of lust. They think you look sexy and like what they see. But for a lot of women, they need to pursue these sexual feelings over a time frame. They have to have an emotional connection with you first. This is why little things like holding hands and spending quality time together so she can trust you are big deals for her. You'll never understand how happy she will be just to have skin-on-skin contact, as simple as holding her hand.